This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Tes. We're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Kuf Ayin Hei. The Mechaber said that Tefillin, Shel Roish, and Shel Yad, Talach Moshe Mishinai, they need to be square in their sewing, in their diagonal. That means that the width and the length have to be exactly aligned so that the diagonal will be that which Chazal say, that this, if the square is an amma, the diagonal is 1.4 amais. And the Mechaber said you need to square off the place that they rest on and the bottom. I don't think we read that part yesterday, but tzarech l'ravea makoy moishavan v'gam abatim. You have to square the place that the bias rests on, as well as the bottom themselves. Let's see what that means. Let's try to get the diagram here. So when the Mechaber says tzarech l'ravea makoy moishavan, we have to go to diagram 1 on page 187. Let's try that. Diagram 1 on page 187. So you want to, the Aleph should be square, meaning the top, and Beis, which is the Titura, should be square. Okay. We're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan, Kuf Ayin Hei. Kuf Ayin Hei. Kedei Sheyu. That goes along with diagram page 183. Okay, here we go. Kedei Sheyu. Perish Biribua Gamar, completely square. Sha'archai Karachvei Mamish, the length is Mamish like the width. Shiru Chachamim Kalashir, Sheyesh Loi. Yesh Loi Balak, Sloin, Beis Chumashim, Noisif Aloysa Shir. Whatever Shir, the square, is, the diagonal has 1.4 of that share. Vegam kan tzarech sheyia meruba mamish. Here also it has the mamish square. Avlam lo yia meruba mamish lo yia ba'alaksan shaloi kishir beis chumashim toisafos elashir acher. But if it's not mamish square, what's an example of that? Here, look in this diagram. Let's see. If this is not mamish square, namely, if this is going to be, let's say, 1 inch by 0.9 inches, then this will not be 1.4, right? 1.4 is 2/5. 2/5 is going to be 8/20. Instead, you're going to get 7/20. So if this, in other words, if this is 1 and this is 1, this will be 1.4 or 1 2/5 or 1 8/20. But if this is 1 and then this is 0.9, it will be 1 7/20. Okay. Therefore, okay, now we're up to the next page. This is where we got up to yesterday. Let me make this smaller. Okay. The Alkane, therefore, Yimadadenu Bedalad Kavim, measure the four corners, the four sides, Viyeda Imhumaruba, and you'll know if it's square. Dahainu Tchilu Yimdad Kavachad Ba'irech, the Kavachad Ba'irechav. First, you're going to measure one side the length and one side the width, Seyia Shava, that is equal. So you're going to measure here. This is 4 centimeters, and this is 4 centimeters. Why centimeters? Because this was not made in America, okay? So they use centimeters. In America, nobody knows what centimeters are. So you measure in the length and the width. The problem is, that's not going to help. It might be 4 centimeters in the middle of 4 centimeters in the length and the width, but it might get smaller or narrower at certain points. That you should also measure the two diagonals. So you're going to measure the two diagonals that that if this is 4 and that's 4, so then the diagonal should be 1.4 bigger than that. So what's 4 times 1.4? Got to do the math. What's 4 times 1.4? 16, 5.6. Yeah. So this is not going to, you see, it didn't work out here because it's a little bit slanted. So this side is 5.85 and this is 5.5. But if it's perfectly, it's 5.66 or 5.6. I got, 1 second.
5.6.
Not 5.66.
No.
So this is a mistake. This Pe'er Halacha, Makam Hinichu Lanu Min Hashamayim to be Magia the Sefer. In other words, if this is precisely 4 in the length and 4 in the width, the diagonal will be 5.6 and not 5.66. Okay, please write a letter to the author. Fine.
It's exactly 1.4. Is it, maybe there's decimals in within that that ratio to begin with, the 2/5 that the Mishnah writes.
I think mathematically it's 2/5 exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I say it's just true. Oh, okay.
I think so. You can look it up. Look it up. Somebody look it up now. Fine. V'alkein sif katan kuf ayin vav. Look up mathematically what the exact form, whether it's 1.4. Fine. Kuf ayin vav. V'tzarch l'raveya. You have to square up. V'gam zehu mehalach l'moshe misinei l'das rovei paiskin. This is also halach l'moshe misinei according to most paiskin. V'gam zehu b'ribua gomar. This has to be an absolute square. K'may b'hatfira. De'av de'meruba mamish b'mleches habatim. And even though it's mamish squared in terms of the workmanship, de'haynu shiyah b'tachlis ha'tzimtzum. Okay, one second. The af de meruva mamish melechas about the hainu shi b'tachas and the kamat min animna. I to be perfectly square is impossible. Mikol makom kamat de efshel loy laadam lasis b'inyan zeh b'vadei chayv lasis v'ayin be ayin dalid. I don't have the
ikre dinim.
That's yeah. Yeah, that's what yeah. But I am Bikri Dinim, says the expanded Mishnah Berurah. Shkoyach. You also have one of those? I got to have both of these open. Okay. By the way, the Dirsha brings that the Igros Moshe says you don't have to measure it with a ruler, that it should be precise. Elakol shatzimtzim v'dikdiku kefi yicholtoi l'rabbi v'nira la'ayin shemurva areza kasha. You do not have to take out a tape. You do not have to measure it. If it looks square, if it smells square, if it quacks like a square, it's a square. You don't have to actually measure it. And the Stipler brings from the Chazon Ish and as well. Comes from Shlomo Zalman and he says this formula that kol amsa beribua hareza amsu trei chumshe b'laksoina af al gav she'ein acheshbon meduyuk v'chasar echad mechamishim. It's not mamish 1.4. It's actually missing 0.02, 1/50th, like Tosfos in Sukkah says. We see that you're allowed to be 0.02 off. You're allowed to be 2% off. We see built in you're allowed to be 2% off because the whole formula the Chazal give is not exact. I thought it's Mamish 1.4. But who's a Mendy? Mendy, you're right. It's not a, I mean, look it up. I don't. That's what Tosfos says. I'm curious what the exact formula is. Okay. Weiter.
It looks like Rabbi Yosef Jaffe looked it up. He posted in the chat.
Oh, yeah? What does he say?
Diagonal approximately 5.657 centimeters.
Oh. What do you mean it's approximately 5.657? I mean, is it? Anyway, the bottom line is makom hinichulanu, because we could still write a letter to the author. It's not 5.66, you know. It's 5.657. Who is the author of the Te'er Halacha? He did a very good job here. Rav David Yosef Halevi Hirsch. Good job. Okay. Weiter. Sivkatan Kufayin Zayin. Meshavan. Vuhu Hatitura. That is the Titura. Dainu Sheyachtoi Hamavarta mi Beit Stad of Kadeshi Nikar Ribua Titura Kaman Besif Memdad. Okay, here's, you do like this. In this diagram, the titura is the area around the bias, but it's really rectangular because the underneath the bias is a titura, and where the ritsua is passed through is a mavarta. So what you're going to do is you're going to make a little indent where the ribua starts so that the squareness of it should be recognizable. This is all ma'akev b'di'eved. Let's see. Let's get the picture three. Okay. V'gam yesh hashgach b'inyan ha'tfira. You also have to be careful about the sewing. Ki machmas shasoy from oisim nekavim gedoylam k'tzas. Sometimes, if the soifrim, okay, this is not, the cam scam fixed this. We'll make it a little bigger so that you can see. Sometimes the soifrim make the holes very big, like you see over here, they make the holes very big. So now the stitching is going to be out of whack. It's going to be out of the line. So gam yesh hashgach b'inyan ha'tfira, ki machmas shasoifrim oisim nekavim gedoylam k'tzas, nimshach hachol letzdadim ha'yidei zein ha'tfira shavas b'ribua, zeh nechnas v'zeh yoytzei. V'hatitura tzricha liyos meruba bein melmala uvein melmata. The titura, back to the diagram, has to be square on the top over here, right? The titura is around the upper bias, so that's melmala and melamata. V'achshavan asin ram harbe she'in mashgichan al tefilein she'im rubam kedin afilu hamadaktikim ha'mitzvais yeh she'in mashgichan ki'im. Some are only careful about the top of the bias. And something that's easy to fix. Okay, Rabbi Sai. It's been a great pleasure. We'll continue Be'ezus Hashem and Sifkat and Kuf Ayin Kes and Sif Lamed Tes next week, and we will have to make an evaluation of what we're going to do over Pesach. We'll try to stay on tap. Hey everyone, great to see you. Thanks for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.